In effect, the entire society agreed to the fascist bargain, in which they bought economic, moral, and political security in exchange for absolute loyalty to the ideals of the Reich. Of course, this was a false security. The fascist bargain is a Faustian bargain, but that is what people thought they were getting. The Führer principle was a key mechanism of the Gleichschaltung. Under the Führer Prinzip, all of civil society was supposed to operate like a military unit, with each cell reporting loyally to its leader and those leaders to their leaders all the way up to Hitler himself. For German businesses, this was an easy transition because they already implemented something like a Führer Prinzip in their organizations. In this sense, German business culture contributed to the rise of Nazism, partly by laying the groundwork for German Swopism, but indirectly as well, by readying the German mind for the sort of social control the Nazis wished to impose. The Krupp concern, the reviled armory for the Third Reich, blazed the trail for the fascist bargain in the 19th century with Alfred Krupp's general regulations. In the 1870s, Krupp instituted a health service, schools, life insurance, workmen's compensation, a pension scheme, hospitals, even an old age home for his employees. His general regulations served as a mini social contract between him and his workers. In return for their loyalty, that is, eschewing labor unions and socialist agitation, Krupp provided all the perks the socialists were fighting for. What may strike the Ausländer as odd, writes William Manchester, is that Alfred's general regulations were regarded, and in Essen are still regarded, as liberal. For the first time, a German firm was spelling out its duties to its men. Krupp's general regulations became one of the central progressive documents for reform in Bismarck's Prussia and, by extension, much of the West. Today, companies with similar policies get fawning profiles on 60 Minutes. Under the Gleichschaltung, the Nazis merely extended and broadened these arrangements. The state demanded loyalty from Krupp and his ilk in return for the protection of the state. This was merely another way of saying that all of society was to be Nazified, that is, politicized, so that every unit of society did its part for the larger cause. As a result, businesses became transmission belts for Nazi propaganda and values. The Nazi war on cancer was taken up by firms that banned smoking. The Nazi war on alcoholism and the Hitlerite emphasis on organic foods slowly pushed the beverage industry away from beer and booze and toward natural fruit juices. Children were a special priority. In 1933, the Nazis banned alcohol advertising aimed at children. In 1936, a new certification system was implemented that labeled some beverages and foodstuffs fit or unfit for children. Coca-Cola was ruled unfit for kids. That same year, a full quarter of all the mineral water produced in Germany came from breweries.